Shall we come this time of listening to God's word and God's hands?
咁我哋将以下听神嘅话语时间，同祷告交俾神。
Father, we thank you that your will is to set us free from sin in Christ Jesus.
我哋感谢你，你嘅心意就系要喺主耶稣基督里面释放我哋从罪嘅捆绑里面得自由。
We also thank you for your transforming grace that we know how to live truly as your children.
我哋都感谢你改变人生命嘅恩典，以致我哋知道点样去真正活出神儿女嘅样式。
Father, we commit this time of hearing your words into your hands.
我哋将以下聆听你话语嘅时间交托喺你手中。
So help us to draw close to you as you draw close to us.
让我哋真系去亲近你，正如你亲近我哋。
So today we give thanks to Heavenly Father Yahweh for giving us the opportunity to be witnesses of the baptism of Mihai.
咁今日咧，我哋真系去感谢 Yahweh 父神啦，俾我哋呢个机会去见证 Mihai 嘅洗礼。
So baptism can be said to be the most significant event that can ever happen in a person's life.
咁呢个浸礼可以话咧系一个人一生之中能够经历最宝贵、最重要嘅一个时刻。
It's more important than a person's wedding or graduation of a person or any other occasion.
甚至咧，比一个人嘅婚礼或者一个人咧毕业甚至系其他嘅唔同嘅场合都系更加重要。
This is because baptism in the Bible is the time when a person turns away from his sins and turns to obey and follow our Creator God Yahweh, who is also our Heavenly Father.
因为咧喺洗礼嘅时候咧，根据圣经就系当一个人去完全转离佢过往嘅罪恶，然后咧去透过一个信服去跟从我哋嘅创造主亚伟神，亦都系我哋嘅天上嘅父亲。
In today's sermon, I would like to lead you to ponder on the meaning and significance of baptism, so we can all participate better and understand what we are about to witness.
咁喺今日嘅信息里面咧，我都想带领大家一齐去默想洗礼嘅意义啦，同埋佢嘅重要性，以致我哋更好嘅能够参与喺当中，我哋更加明白我哋今日要见证到嘅乜嘢。
By the grace of God, I would like to share with you four points on the significance of baptism.
咁靠住神恩典咧，我会同大家分享四点关于洗礼嘅重要性。
But before I start, I would like to show you a clip that illustrates an important point.
咁但系開始之前咧，我都想放一個短片俾大家睇一睇，去即係嘗試去俾大家明白呢一個重點。
See if you can guess what this clip is about。
咁睇下大家能唔能夠估到呢一段片段係關於乜嘢嘅咧？
Person playing with a dog?
是不是就是单纯一个人和只狗仔在玩呢?
What do you think?
你们觉得呢?
Yes.
只狗是不是欢迎着主人?
Lost and found.
Lost and found. Okay. Correct.
他甚至答对了,就是首先是迷失,跟着被寻找到寻回。
Yeah, so how long do you think the dog was lost?
咁大家估唔估到只狗唔見咗幾耐咧
？Any guess?
Bonnie.
Yes. You saw. You seen the clip.
哦 ，Bonnie 睇過呢個片段，所以知道話係唔見咗三年咁耐。
Yeah. So that's correct. So this elderly gentleman has been searching for his lost dog for 3 years.
哇！呢一個片段入面嘅長者，呢個擁有呢只狗嘅主人，竟然花咗三年去揾翻佢唔見咗嘅狗仔。
So he never gave up. His efforts.
咁佢從來都冇放棄過。
So he would post posters and will speak to people in the neighborhood to see if anyone has seen his dog Georgie.
咁佢咧就會去貼啲唔同嘅海報啦，喺佢嘅住嘅範圍啊，或者唔同地區咧，就睇下有冇人咧見過佢只狗叫 Georgie。
And fortunately, after 3 years, one day he received a call, a tip, saying that his dog might have been sleeping near an opera house.
咁咧，但係好幸運地咧，喺經過3年嘅搜索，終於咧佢就收到有一個信息話咧，佢只狗有可能咧係瞓咗喺一個歌劇院嘅門口喺條街嗰度。
But he's not sure, so he went and film at the same time.
咁佢都唔係好確定係咪真係佢只狗，於是咧佢就邊去嘅時候就一路去拍攝整個過程。
And this clip captured the moments when the owner calls out to his friend, his dog, and the dog recognized him and was almost crying. You can see, you hear the sound of like crying of joy or relief.
咁咧喺個片段入面，你就見到好感人嘅一幕啦。因為咧，當個主人咧一路去即係喊叫只狗嘅名嘅時候咧，咁嗰只狗就認得主人嘅聲音，然後咧只狗仔都好似有喊緊嘅聲音，係喜極而泣。
So this story touched many people's heart.
咁呢個故事咧，都係感動咗無數人嘅心。
So this elderly gentleman and his dog George were invited to attend media events to share about their beautiful reunion.
咁呢位老人家咧，佢同埋佢嘅狗 George 咧，都被媒體咧邀請去參與分享佢哋呢個咁美好嘅團聚。
I think what moved people the most is the fact that the owner never gave up looking for his friend George even after 3 years.
相信咧最感動人心嘅咧，就係呢個主人啊，佢從來冇放棄過去尋找佢嘅好朋友呢只狗仔 George。雖然咧3年已經過去啦。
But do you know that our Heavenly Father loves us so much deeper？
但你哋知唔知咧，我哋嘅天父咧，其實愛我哋比呢一個更加深好多。
He never gives up on us。
佢從來都冇放棄過我哋。
Unless ourselves disobey him and push him away。
除非是我们自己去不信服神，去将神去推开。
Similar to this story, our Creator God Yahweh is searching for people who are lost in sin in the world.
跟这个片段很接近的就是我们的创造主 Yahweh 神一直都在寻找那些迷失在罪中的人。
And he calls us to return to him.
而且他都不断呼唤我们去回到他那里。
In Luke chapter 15, the Lord Jesus spoke of a parable to show us the heart of our Heavenly Father, Yahweh.
咁咧喺路加福音嘅15章，主耶稣咧就曾经讲过一个比喻，就系去表达出我哋天上嘅父亲佢嗰份心肠。
So in verse 4, the Lord Jesus says, "A shepherd will go after the lost sheep until he finds it."
咁喺第四节嗰度咧就话俾佢听啦，一个牧羊人啊系会去。尋找他迷失了的羊，直至他能够找回他。
Similarly, our Creator Yahweh is searching for each one of us.
同样地，我们的创造主 Yahweh 都在尋找我们每一个。
When we live for ourselves in a self-centered way,
当我们仍然是很自我的，为自我而活的时候，
we have all fallen into sin.
我们每一个都是跌入在罪中。
We have strayed away from our Heavenly Father Yahweh.
我哋咧係偏離咗我哋嘅天父 Yahweh 嘅道路。
And God through Jesus Christ calls us to repentance.
但係咧，神 Yahweh 咧藉住主耶穌基督咧呼喚我哋去悔改。
To renounce our sinful ways in order to turn back to Him.
要去真係完全嘅棄絕我哋過往犯罪嘅路，然後翻返去神身邊。
And He has made forgiveness of sin possible through Jesus Christ.Who is God's appointed savior for mankind?
而佢亦都预备咗呢份嘅救恩，呢份赦免咧，系唯有藉住我哋主耶稣基督啊呢位神所立定嘅救主赐俾我哋。
And this is the first important point about baptism.
而呢个咧，正正就系洗礼第一点好重要嘅一点。
So let's take a look at Acts chapter 2 verse 38.
我哋一齐睇下《使徒行传》2章38节。
So may I ask Pastor Grace to read for us in Chinese?
《使徒行传》2章38节，彼得说：你们各人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦，就必须受所赐的圣灵。
So here we see that repentance precedes baptism.
呢度我哋就见到啦，喺洗礼之前咧，系必须有悔改。
So repentance is required for those who are determined to turn back to God.
所以如果你系想翻返去神身边咧，首先必须有呢份真诚嘅悔改。
And this is because the one true God Yahweh is holy and righteous.
而呢个原因就系因为独一嘅真神 Yahweh， 佢系圣洁，佢系公义嘅。
It is sin that separates us from Him.
系罪恶咧，令到我哋同神要分离。
It is also sin that causes so much pain in the world that we see around us.
亦都系罪恶咧，带嚟呢个世界里面有咁多嘅痛苦。
When people live their lives in a self-centered way apart from our Creator God.
当人佢哋系完全脱离咗耶和华神，去过一个自我为中心嘅生活嘅时候
，We hurt, we fight, we hate one another.
我哋唔单止系彼此嘅斗争、彼此嘅伤害，甚至彼此嘅仇恨。
Falling short of Yahweh God's standard of righteousness.
完全咧亏缺咗耶和华神佢公义嘅标准。
Secondly, baptism is also a time for the person to make a pledge to God from a clear conscience.
第二点咧，喺浸礼嘅时候，亦都系一个人佢能够同神去从一个发自清洁良心咁同神去宣誓同埋承诺。
So let me read to you in English, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 21.
咁我哋会用英文读呢个彼得前书三章二十一节。
1 Peter chapter 3, verse 21 says, And this prefigures baptism, which now saves you, not the washing of a physical dirt, but the pledge of a good conscience to God, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. At baptism, a person makes a pledge of allegiance, first to Yahweh God, and also to Christ Jesus, to be obedient and faithful to the end.
咁喺浸礼嘅时候咧，一个人啊，佢系会去宣誓，要去效忠俾耶和华神。首先系去俾耶和华神，亦都系俾耶稣基督，系去表达出佢嗰份嘅信服同埋忠心至死嘅。
Yeah, when you think about it, this point follows closely from the first point.
咁如果我哋真系去谂下嘅时候咧，其实第二点咧同第一点系息息相关嘅。
We saw that, yeah, first point is about confession and repentance.
咁我哋头先睇到啦，第一点咧就系关于去承认自己罪，去悔改。
So this is why the person can appeal to God from a clear conscience through faith in Christ Jesus。
系因为呢个原因咧，一个人先至可以凭住一个清洁嘅良心去向神宣誓效忠。
Having confessed and repented of sin, his sin or her sin beforehand。
佢首先咧系要去喺众人面前承认咗，亦都去悔改。悔改佢自己嘅罪。
And the third point about baptism may surprise you.
咁第三点关于浸礼咧，可能大家会有啲惊讶。
So usually we think about baptism as a joyous occasion, someone is becoming a Christian.
咁通常我哋一谂到洗礼咧，就系谂一个非常之欢喜快乐嘅一个场合啊，因为咧好似有一个新生儿要诞生啦。
And it's true.
咁呢个都系真实嘅。
But baptism in the Bible, first and foremost,Actually, is related to death.
但系咧喺圣经入面咧，其实洗礼首先系同死亡有关嘅。
And related to one's own death.
就系同我哋自己啊嗰个死亡有关。
In Romans chapter 6 verse 4, it says.
喺罗马书六章四节咁话。
Romans chapter 6 verse 4, we were buried therefore with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father.We too might walk in newness of life.
罗马书六章四节，所以我们藉着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督藉着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
Romans chapter 6 talks much about baptism.
罗马书第六章咧，其实有好详细篇幅系关于浸礼。
And Apostle Paul says, "It's through baptism we are buried with Christ into death."
而使徒保罗咧，亦都话俾我哋听咧，系藉住浸礼啊，我哋能够去归入死，去同基督一同埋葬。
So we may also be raised together with Christ into this new life by God。
以致我哋亦都能够同基督同复活，去得着神所赐嘅新生命。
So baptism signifies a person's death on a spiritual level。
所以浸礼咧，系去预表咗一个人喺属灵嘅层面系死去。
The person is willing to unite himself or herself with God's appointed Savior, Jesus Christ, to die to the old self-centered life.
而嗰個人咧，佢係願意去同主耶穌基督聯合，而主耶穌就係神所立定嘅嗰位救主。依、这個人咧，必須首先向願意向佢舊嘅自我為中心嘅生命去死去，然後同主聯合。
And this dying to the old life is total, complete.
而呢個向舊生命嘅死去咧，係要絕對嘅，係要完全嘅。
Since death, when you think about death, is always absolute.
因為你諗下，死亡係絕對嘅。
But human beings like to imagine things, so we imagine as zombies, half dead, half alive.
咁但係咧，人類嘅想像力係無窮嘅，所以我哋咧就會想像出呢啲叫做喪屍，即半死係咪？喪屍咁咪可以好似又半死，又唔係真係死曬咁樣。
But actually, yeah, I don't think you have seen a zombie before.
但我相信我哋呢度冇人見過喪屍啊。
It's just fictional.
應該都係想像出嚟嘅，就虛構嘅。
So death is always absolute.
所以死亡咧，其實係絕對嘅。
So you are either alive or you're dead.
你一係就係活著，生勾勾好地地；如果唔係你就係死亡。
So there's no middle path.
其實係冇中間路嘅。
So in the same way, when a person commits himself to be buried together with Christ at baptism,
所以同樣地，當一個人真係將佢自己去交託、去委身，願意同主耶穌基督同埋葬，藉住呢個洗禮。
So he's totally finished with his old life.
佢就係完全向佢嘅舊生命去告別啦。
This is how through death God can bring a person into the new life in Christ.
呢個就係點樣咧？藉住死亡，神能夠帶一個人啊進入基督耶穌裡面嘅新生命。
And to become a new creation on the spiritual level, first and foremost.
以至喺屬靈嘅層面咧，佢能夠成為一個新造嘅人。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17 says.
在哥林多後書五章十七節咁話
If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come.
若有人在基督裡，他就是新造的人，舊事已過，都變成新的了。
How does the old pass away?
舊的是怎樣過去的呢?
In God's salvation plan is through our dying together with Christ at baptism.
在神的救恩计划里面呢是要藉着一个人在浸礼的时候愿意同基督同死。
That we are finished with the old life in bondage of sin.
我们能够向这个在罪被罪捆绑的旧生命呢完全彻底的死去。
Then it is God Yahweh who causes us to be born anew, to become new creation in Christ Jesus our Savior.
咁耶和神就會令到我哋可以咧喺基督耶穌裏面咧，去得呢個重新成為一個新造嘅人。
And how does God cause a person to be born new and to become a new creation?
咁究竟神又係點樣令到一個人能夠接受重生，成為一個新造嘅人呢
？So this leads us to the fourth point regarding baptism.
咁呢個咧就帶領我哋去睇關於浸禮嘅第四點。
So baptism is the time when a person receives the Holy Spirit of God.
洗礼咧，就系当一个人能够从神嗰度去领受佢嘅灵，去圣洁嘅灵。
So this we also saw earlier in Acts chapter 2 verse 38.
咁呢个喺我哋之前读过嘅经文都睇到啦，喺《使徒行传》二章三十八节。
Some of our dear friends among us may be wondering.
咁喺我哋当中一啲朋友就喺度谂啦。
So what or who is the Holy Spirit?
究竟聖靈是誰呢是什麼來的呢
So, Holy Spirit in the Bible is actually the Spirit of Yahweh God.
其實聖靈呢就是指到耶和神他自己的靈。
In the Bible, when Yahweh God is at work around us, for example, on earth.
咁在聖經裡面呢當耶和神他是在地上去工作的時候
It's often described as the working of the Holy Spirit or the working of the Spirit of Yahweh.
咁聖經入面就會形容咧，呢個係耶和神佢嘅靈嘅工作，或者一個聖靈嘅工作。
The word spirit in Hebrew can mean air or breath。
因為咧，靈呢個字喺希伯來文咧，本身係可以去代表嗰啖氣啦，嗰個呼吸嘅。
So the spirit of God is like the air that we breathe。
所以咧，耶和神嘅靈咧就好似我哋所呼吸嘅空氣一樣。
Air is invisible。
空氣咧係眼睇唔見嘅。
But its presence。Around us and in us.
咁但係卻係充滿我哋嘅周圍，甚至係充滿我哋嘅身體。
And we can feel the air when there's wind blowing around us.
而且我哋能夠感受到呢個空氣嘅流動，就係當有風吹過嘅時候。
Though, yeah, actually, it's ever present in and around about us.
雖然咧，就算喺冇風嘅時候啊，呢啲空氣啊，都係不斷嘅係存在喺我哋周圍，亦都喺我哋裡面。
Similarly, the Holy Spirit of God signifies Yahweh God's presence and working in and around us.
所以咧，同樣道理，神嘅聖靈咧係代表耶和華神佢自己嘅同在，佢點樣係喺我哋裡面同埋我哋周圍去運行去工作。
For example, in the creation of the world in Genesis chapter 1,
就好比喺創世嘅時候，記載喺創世記第一章。
The Spirit of God is seen at work when Yahweh God created the world.
咁我哋就見到咧，神嘅靈啊，佢咧就係係臨在，因為當神耶和華神去創造呢個世界嘅時候，就記載到佢嘅靈。
In a similar way, the Holy Spirit of God is also at work at a person's baptism.
同樣咧，當有一個人要接受浸禮嘅時候咧，神聖潔嘅靈咧同樣喺度動工。
To cause the person to be born anew from above.
去令到嗰個人能夠從上而生，有一個新生命。
To become a new creation and a true child of God.
去能夠成為一個新造嘅人，成為神真正嘅兒女。
And God has promised to give His Holy Spirit to those who are obedient to Him.
而神咧亦都應許咗咧，會賜下佢嘅聖靈俾一切順從佢嘅人。
So like how Yahweh God dwelt in the person Jesus Christ, now the Spirit of God also dwelt in every disciple of Jesus through baptism, when the Spirit of God is given to us.
咁就好比Yahweh神係點樣去內住喺主耶穌基督裡面，同樣嘅今日。當一個真正嘅主耶穌嘅門徒藉住洗禮去歸向神嘅時候咧，神嘅靈亦都會同樣住喺門徒嘅心裏。
And the gift of the Holy Spirit is extremely important.
而聖靈呢個恩賜咧係極之重要嘅。
It signifies God's love for us that He now dwells within His people.
因為呢個係去表達出耶和華神對我哋嘅愛，佢係如何係喺佢嘅子民當中去居住。
And His people are also His children.
而佢嘅子民亦都係佢嘅兒女。
And it's also through the Holy Spirit that we are empowered to be able to live a victorious Christian life.
亦都係透過神嘅聖靈咧，我哋先有能力可以過一個得勝嘅基督徒生活。
And to be continuously transformed by Him to become more and more like Christ.
而且能夠不斷不斷嘅俾神去更新去改變，以致我哋越嚟越似基督。
And this life is extraordinary and characterized by sacrificial love that we first seen and learned from Jesus Christ who died on our behalf on the cross.
而呢个基督徒嘅生命咧，系一个超凡嘅生命，系被系怀住呢个舍己嘅爱嘅特征嘅。因为咧呢份舍己嘅爱系首先从耶稣基督佢愿意为我哋嘅罪去钉死十字架上去彰显出嚟。
Actually, the sacrificial love of God is also what touched my heart through my university years when I attended our Montreal church.
咁其實咧，呢份從神嚟嘅舍己嘅愛咧，正正就係當年當我仲讀緊大學嘅時候，喺加拿大滿地可教會咧，去深深觸動咗我嘅心。
So I was born in Taiwan and studied there until year 8.
咁其實我咧係喺台灣出生嘅，我一路讀到初中二年班。
And I was enrolled into music school when I was year 3.
咁喺我小學三年班嘅時候咧，就被安排到去讀音樂嘅專業學校。
And those who are from Asia, you would know back then the education system is very different from nowadays.
咁如果你哋係嚟自亞洲嘅背景咧，你應該好清楚喺我哋嘅年代咧，個教育制度同而家係好唔同嘅。
So physical punishment is allowed.
咁體罰咧係容許嘅。
So during my music school years, I received, now you can say, verbal abuse and physical abuse from my teachers.
咁如果用我哋而家年代去咁睇咧，其實喺我讀緊嘅音樂學校嘅時候咧，我係受過無論係言語上嘅暴力侵犯，或者實際體罰嘅嗰種嘅侵犯或者傷害。
And I was so unhappy and become really resentful. I closed my heart to people around me.
咁我當時其實咧心裏面非常之憤怒，好難過，亦都因為咁咧，就從此向其他人咧都封閉自己嘅心。
And yeah, but when I came to know the church, which the Bible describes as the body of Christ.
但咧，當我咧有機會認識教會，就係、是、聖經形容為係基督嘅身體嘅時候。
That's when I first understood what true love is.
我先首次明白真正嘅愛係點。
And God also led me to realize I was no better than my teachers.
咁神咧亦都幫我睇到，原來我比我嘅當時嘅老師都冇特別好嘅。
Because I probably hated them more than they tried to teach me.
咁因為我向佢哋所懷嘅怨恨仇恨咧，可能係遠遠超過佢哋可能出於好意去教導我嗰種嚴厲。
And I realized I was a sinner, falling short of His glory and His standard of righteousness.
咁我就終於明白，原來我自己都係個罪人，我都係虧缺咗神嘅榮耀，完全達唔到神嘅標準。
And wonderfully, He led me to repentance and baptism.
但係咧，好感謝神咯，奇妙嘅，佢就帶領我去悔改，最後亦都接受洗禮。
And He also granted me His guidance and transforming grace to open my heart to those around me.
咁佢亦都賜俾我神嘅引導，佢改變人嘅恩典，去打開我嘅心。
And after baptism in this new life, He also continued to encourage me to be shaped by Him, to be more talkative and caring towards those around me.
而且咧，喺呢个新嘅生命咧，神咧仲去引导我要去不断改变，去塑造我成为更加愿意去讲说话啦，去开放自己去关心其他人。
So I'm still a work in progress in Heavenly Father's hands.
所以其实我喺神。我哋天父嘅手中，我仍然只系一个进行紧嘅工程。
And may all the glory and thanksgiving be unto Him only.
愿一切嘅荣耀咧，都归俾唯独系归俾我哋嘅耶稣。
So it's like what we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17.
就好似我哋头先读到嘅哥林多后书五章十七节。
If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。旧事已过，都变成新的了。
I pray this brief explanation can help us to understand this precious and significant moment of baptism that we are about to witness.
咁我都系即系祷告，恳请神咧去使用我头先呢个简单嘅介绍咧，帮助大家更加明白我哋一阵间要见证呢个浸礼，佢系几咁宝贵，同埋佢当中嘅重要性价值。
Even though baptism is the most important event that can happen to a person.
雖然咧，浸禮係一個人生當中要經歷最重要嘅一件事情。
It is merely the beginning of the journey of salvation.
呢個都只不過係救恩嘅道路嘅一個開始。
And it's merely the start of the new life.
亦都係新生命嘅一個開始。
So I want to encourage our dear Mihai.
咁所以我哋都特別去鼓勵 Mihai.
After today's baptism.
咁過咗今日嘅浸禮咧，
so you'll be the youngest in our church.
咁你就成為我哋教會中呢個大家庭入面最細嗰個啦。
To press on from this day forward to be faithful to follow Christ.
去繼續不斷嘅努力向前，去跟隨基督。
And to be renewed by Heavenly Father day by day.
同埋每一日咧，都去被我哋天父去更新。
Because it is the will of God for us to share.The same mind and direction of life with Jesus Christ, our Savior and leader.
因为咧，神嘅心意就系希望我哋能够去分享主耶稣佢嘅心思意念，佢嘅人生方向。
So together, we as a church can function as the body of Christ in this world.
以致我哋作为教会整体咧，都能够喺呢个世代里面咧，发挥光嘅作用。
To shine forth the light of salvation to the people who are still.
能够咧喺呢个即系迷失喺最终嘅人群当中咧，系有光去临到。
So recently you heard lots of news about wars, people hating one another.
咁我哋过去都听咗好多关于唔同地方有战争嘅新闻，人与人之间系充满仇恨。
And also our next generations, we also hope you will get to know Heavenly Father and His love for us in Christ.
咁當然啦，我哋嘅下一代，我哋都係心願你哋都能夠去親身認識我哋嘅天父，也為我哋神同埋主耶穌基督。
So yeah, these people are very much on Heavenly Father's mind.
咁其實你哋每一位都係face喺即係我哋邀為天父嘅心裏面。
So much more so than the dog Georgie was on his master's mind.
係甚至遠遠超過咧頭先睇到嗰只 George 嗰只狗仔係幾咁寶貴，佢嘅主人幾咁愛佢，成日諗住佢。
So such is the love of God for each one of us.
所以咧呢一份就係神對我哋每一個人嘅厚望。
So may I request a few minutes to ask the Sunday's children to come out and also ask Mihai to get ready for a time of confession and reading of his vow.
咁而家咧，我哋有幾分鐘預備嘅時間，我哋會請我哋大班嘅主日團契出嚟參與，去一齊聆聽Mihai準備會為我哋應該話佢會喺我哋眾人面前咧去宣讀佢嘅誓詞。
But we can commit this time once again.
不過我哋而家可以首先一齊安靜，都再一次將呢個時間用禱告交俾神。
Our loving Father, our Creator God Yahweh，
愛我哋嘅天父，創造我哋嘅 Yahweh 神。
Thank you for your deep love for each one of us。
好感謝你對我哋每個人嘅厚愛。
You never give up on us。
你從來冇放棄過我哋。
Even though we might have given up on ourselves in the past。
雖然咧，過往我哋可能曾經去放棄過自己。
But it's your love and the love in the church that touch our hearts and draw us back to you.
但系咧，系你自己嘅愛同埋藉住教會嘅愛咧，去再一次將我哋吸引去翻嚟嗰度。
We pray that you would continue to teach us your ways.
我哋懇請你繼續嘅指教我哋你嘅道路。
Help us to understand your word.
幫我哋明白你嘅話語。
So that we can walk with you，
以致我哋能够与你同行。
Just like the memory verse we recited，
就好似我哋今日所背诵嘅经文一样。
To be in one heart with you and with our Lord Jesus Christ，
以致我哋能够同你同埋同主耶稣基督系同心同行。
Father， in the following time as we are witnessing Mihai's confession and his vow to you。
喺以下時間，我哋將要去見證Mihai佢去見證同埋宣讀佢嘅誓詞。
We pray for your presence to continue to be with us。
我哋懇請你嘅同在繼續嘅臨到。
Knowing that this is a moment that even spiritual beings, angelic beings are also attentive to hear a sinner who repents。
因為知道在這個時刻就連天上面的靈體他們都是很專注的，也都是很喜樂看到一個罪人的悔改。
So Father, please guide us。
所以天父求你引導我們。
And may your name be exalted in our midst。
願你的名在當中被高舉。
Amen。